people.
They'll break your windows out and get that squeak, make your head swell.
I know. When I was in college, I lost two bicycles. Just leaving them out at night unlocked. Gone.
Well, my son had a print shop here and paralyzed him his waist down. That print shop right here in Leesville, right by the side of the Vernon Bank, just across the street from the Vernon Bank. And he was working late there and had his car parked, and he had tape deck and everything in there. And he was inside working with all the lights on. And when he got ready to come home, he walked out to get in his car. And the window was broke out on the driver's side. The window was smashed out. And they left the brickbat in the back seat of the car. In other words, if he walked out the wrong time, well, he's got a brickbat upside the head. And all of his stuff was gone, everything.
Tape
player, tore it all out. He had a recorder just like you got here. He was going to college.
Sorry to hear that. Now, you say you go to the store to buy a pound or two?
A flour.
Two, what?
To make bread.
Okay. The inside part of the egg you call it?
Yellow or yolk.
Okay. And if you cook eggs in hot water?
Poached eggs.
Poached.
Or boiled eggs if you leave the hull on.
Okay. All right. Now, talking about that some baked in a deep dish and it has a crust on top, maybe it doesn't have a crust on the bottom, it's having some kind of a fruit filling in it.
Pie?
Yeah, something like a pie, but this was maybe had more liquid in it than a pie. It was kind of a
cobbler.
Yeah. Did you ever have any other name for those? Just call them cobbler? Or?
Peach cobbler or berry cobbler. Or?
Okay. All right. Now, what would you call the kind of something made with milk or had cream or sugar mixed in it that you might pour on top of a pie or a pudding or something like that?
Topping.
Cream.
Or cream.
Whipped cream.
Okay, that was just a sweet
topping.
Sauce. Okay. Now, food taken between regular meals, you call a
knack or snack.
A knack or a snack.
Snack.
Okay.
Or a knick-knack.
Now, you might say, how do you make coffee?
You put your water on, and when it comes to a boil, well, have you coffee. You ground coffee in your pot and then pour your water through on top of how many cups you want to make and let it drip through.
Do you drink a lot of coffee?
I've drank enough to float 3 or 4 battleships in my lifetime, I imagine.
Now, when dinner's on the table and the family's standing around waiting again, what would you say to them? You might all say, well, everybody
come on to lunch or come on to dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Come on to supper.
They're all standing, you might say. Everybody
be seated, or everybody sit down.
Sit down, okay. Yeah,
seat.
So, they all come in, and so you get to the table, and they've all
washed, ready.
All washed, and they've all gotten chairs.
And all sit down.
All sit down, okay. And you want somebody not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might say,
pass the potatoes.
Well, before you might say, go ahead and
help yourself.
Help yourself, okay. So he went ahead and
served himself.
Helped himself, okay. Now, if you decide not to eat something, you say, I don't
care for it.
Don't care for any, okay.